baby sets you free. Can't you see? I wanna take you home with me. Lay your body next to me. All your troubles up and leave. Ease my mind and set me free. Come on, come on.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Still no agreement on a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. pushing to finalize that deal before Ramadan begins Sunday, but skeptical that Hamas will agree to freeing the hostages. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more from Israel.
Hamas saying it's showing flexibility in the talks, but pushing for the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. Israel refusing that, offering a six-week ceasefire and the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for 40 hostages held in the Strip.
Dean Phillips and Nikki Haley suspending their bids for the White House today, leaving Donald Trump and Joe Biden the presumptive nominees. Both have yet to reach the required party delegates to make it official. The White House says President Biden is working on his speech for tomorrow night's State of the Union address. And the House has passed six spending bills today to avert a partial government shutdown. That deadline this Friday, the Senate still needs to approve the measures. This is ABC News. Just as New York's governor announced she will deploy National Guard troops and state troopers into the subway system amid a rise in crime in New York City, a conductor was hit in the head with a glass bottle. She is in stable condition. Some scary moments on board a United Airlines flight from Houston to Fort Myers, Florida.
In cell phone video shared with ABC News, you can hear a flight attendant acknowledge a problem.
Something happened.
Sparks and flames could be seen coming from an engine. Passengers tell ABC News there was a loud bang and shaking on board. People were screaming and crying, even sending goodbye messages to loved ones. The type of issue, a compressor stall, is not uncommon, but can be scary for those on board. The plane returned to Houston. One passenger saying all United gave them was a $15 drink voucher. Alex Stone, ABC News.
No one picked the winning numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing. That jackpot for Friday's drawing, now $687 million. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. A few clouds tonight, low 30, partly sunny and still warmer than normal tomorrow, high 56, and cloudy tomorrow night with light rain likely by midnight. Low 36. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 3 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny and 52 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Friday. Today is Wednesday, March 6th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Residents of District 3 in Richland Center will be represented by a familiar face following the reappointment of Melanie Walters at last night's Richland Center City Council meeting. Three individuals voiced a desire to serve in the vacant position following the resignation of Walters in late 2023. They were Walters, Brian Larson, and Grant Worthington. Walters stated that she had resigned from the position for legal reasons as she was pursuing the position of city treasurer. As a result, she could not serve on the council. Since she has withdrawn her application for employment with the city and is again eligible to serve on the council, Walters was voted to fill the vacated seat on a 7-0 vote by the council. The former Jefferson Elementary School will see a new life. A plan to convert the building into a multi-use facility was submitted by Carrie Norman. The plan may include dwelling units, a daycare facility, governmental offices, professional offices, medical offices, common-based residential facilities, health and recreation facilities, a commercial kitchen, and storage facilities. In order to fulfill the plan, Norman made a request to the council to rezone the block from R-3/4 to R-5. The council unanimously approved the request. The council also approved the sale of property location at 921 North Jefferson Street, which had been deemed blighted. The sale of ENS Development LLC was approved by the redevelopment. The redevelopment plan is to build a duplex on the property. The Richland Center City Council also approved a geographic information system mapping the Richland Center and Bowen cemeteries. To move this project forward, Richland Center and Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission will develop a map with information such as cemetery section, block and lot, veteran status, name of deceased, date of birth, spouse, date of death, and obituary. The financial impact of this project is not to exceed $15,000 for the outlay and an annual support fee of $1,000. In other action, the council approved a Class B liquor license and transfer of a Class B liquor license for RC Taco's new location at 2320 U.S. Highway 14 East. A temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for Richland County Performing Arts Council on March 23rd, and a picnic license for Mary of the Assumption for April 27th at 1050 North Orange Street. The next meeting scheduled for the Richland Center City Council was scheduled for Tuesday, April 2nd, which is also primary election day. The council approved to meet Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 instead. Each year, Richland County moves to funds from the general fund to balance insufficient accounts. Six accounts for Richland County were deficient in 2023. The total of the deficiency was $92,799. Deficiency appropriations were made in the Community Development Block Grant in the amount of $5,864, the UW Richland Outlay in the amount of $19,045, the Richland County Nutrition Account in the amount of $13,858. This was due to more meals being ordered. The Camp Food Service in the amount of $53,322. This was due to the campus cafeteria being closed in July. The Richland County Fair account in the amount of $623. Administrator Candace Pesch noticed that if they were paying salaries to fair employees, it would have been much greater. However, following the departure of the fair secretary, the position has not been filled at this time. And dog licenses in the amount of $87. Funding from the general fund were approved by the Richland County Finance and Personnel Committee to be transferred to cover the deficiencies. Burn bans were lifted in many southwestern Wisconsin counties yesterday following a rainy Monday. The National Weather Service estimated up to a half inch of rain fell in most places, enough to lower fire dangers from near critical levels. Today, the DNR says fire dangers is moderate with dry conditions expected until Friday. The long-term forecast calls for continued mild weather. Already this year, Wisconsin has had 143 wildfires, far north of the 10-year average of four this time of year. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that authorizes spending nearly $700 million on universities of Wisconsin's construction projects, including a new engineering building at UW-Madison. The governor signed the bill privately this morning. The measure is part of a deal Republican lawmakers cut with UW Regents in December that limits a diversity positions across the UW system in exchange for money to cover staff pay raises and construction projects. The projects include the UW Engineering Building as well as dorm renovations at UW Whitewater and demolition work across the system. The second of two men convicted of killing a member of their family near Dodgeville in July of 2021 was sentenced to life in prison in Iowa County Circuit Court yesterday. Philip Schmidt Way will be eligible for supervised release in 20 years. He is convicted of helping his father, Eric Way, in killing Diana Way, Philip's grandmother, after a dispute over the sale of their family farm. Eric was sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole last month. The search for Elijah View in Two Rivers enters its third week. The combined reward in the case of the missing 3-year-old Elijah View is increased to $25,000. In a statement Tuesday, Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert and the Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers has increased its reward from $1,000 to $10,000. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward as well. A man dies after a fall from a pedestrian bridge in Madison. Police report it happened Monday afternoon on the city's Far East Side. The 71-year-old fell from the bridge, then got up and began running before collapsing. Life-saving efforts were begun after he was found in a shallow creek, pulseless and not breathing. An all-terrain vehicle carried the man to a medical helicopter that landed nearby, but he was declared dead before it took off. An informational session will be held tonight for voters in the Kickapoo Area School District. The district is seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. Residents are encouraged to attend the community information meeting tonight from 6 to 7 at the Kickapoo Area High School Auditorium to find out more about the referendum. If it is approved, the funds would be phased out in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if not needed. And today's winners of $75 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Leo Johnson Jr. of Waniwok on ticket number 411. WRCO News Time is 4:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Arnold Dick Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died February 26th. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Arnold Dick Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Avoca Bible Church, with burial to follow in the Pulaski Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at 11. Linda
Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County, died Thursday at the Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held tomorrow at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from 11 until the time of services at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 at St. Anthony's Cemetery in Germantown. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 3 to 6 at St. Anthony's School. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia. Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services will be held this Saturday at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pihaw Funeral Home in Hillsboro Friday from 4 to 7 and at the Burr Wesleyan Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel. John Jack Jeffrey Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died Saturday at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held Saturday, March 16th, from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jack Jeffrey Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Pihaw Funeral Home in Hillsboro Sunday from 2 to 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a beautiful, sunny, and pleasant day we had today as high temperatures soared into the mid-50s. this is still well above our average high temperatures for this time of year. And we're getting this warm thanks to a low pressure system that is now pushing its way into Minnesota. That, paired with a few other low pressure systems into Colorado and Texas, is really filtering in the warmth throughout the Midwest. So this means a few clouds will build in tonight, lows will fall to near 30 degrees, and for tomorrow, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds and still very warm for this time of year, back into the mid to upper 50s. Enjoy it while we have it, because we become cloudy by tomorrow night, and light rain rolls in after midnight. Lows stay into the mid-30s above freezing, so it stays all regular rain through Friday morning. But be ready for a damp and dreary Friday, because the rain continues throughout the day. We stay overcast and cloudy with breezy winds whipping out of the northeast at 20 miles per hour. Highs will hit the mid-40s, but they do drag below freezing by Saturday morning into the upper 20s. This means we could see a little bit of snow mixing in and maybe some small accumulations by early Saturday morning. But for our weekend, those clouds will clear, we'll be breezy on Saturday, and highs will return to the mid-40s. We get even warmer for Sunday under more sunshine and less winds, too, as highs strike the low 50s. We start next week off dominated by multiple high-pressure systems, which means abundant sunshine. And, of course, another low pressure building in off to the west, which, of course, is going to bump our temperatures into the low 60s to start our work week off and into the mid-60s by Tuesday. And you know, every time we get that warm, chances of rain roll in by Tuesday night. Rain totals with the two storms combined would put us at near an inch of rainfall, which we'll take every drop of it as drought conditions in the area are severe. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 52 degrees after a daytime high of 54 and a morning low of 25. Yesterday's high was 53 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2000 is 71 degrees with a record low of 12 below set back in 1960. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 34. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:56 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:28. Winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.06, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 52 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. More all-conference honors were handed out. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The SWAL All-Conference girls basketball teams have been announced. Cuba City, a conference champion, going 14-0 during the season under coach Jason Derby, who was named Coach of the Year, will be at the WIAA state tournament this weekend. Mineral Point finished second in the league, going 12-2. Darlington was 9-5. Fenimore 8-6. Iowa Grant 6-8. Riverdale 4-10. And Boscobel 3-11. Southwestern went 0-14. Aaron Knowles of basketball is a first-team member, a senior for the Bulldogs. Also, Cuba City juniors Alexis Rundy and Olivia Olson and sophomore Ashley Rowe make the list. Darlington seniors Aubrey McCarthy and Jaden Evenstead are joined by Fenimore seniors Bracey Nelson and Rose French, Iowa Grant senior Adriana Jelly, and from Mineral Point, juniors Ella Kroll and Lacey Lindsay, and senior Belle Waters. The Player of the Year, Olivia Olson of Cuba City. And the honorable mention players, juniors D. Christ and Summer Rogers of Cuba City, Darlington sophomores Sadie Goble and Maddie Gratz, Mineral Point Eliza Ingwell, a junior, and Maddie Cabot, a sophomore. From Riverdale, junior Zuri Dennis and sophomore Macy McKay. And Southwestern senior Alana Splinter rounds out the SWAL All-Conference Postseason Awards for girls basketball. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
The RC Church League Volleyball Tournament continued last night. In Division A, Richland Baptist Temple 1 forfeited to Avoca Bible 1. Top-seeded Hidden Valley Community 1 defeated Avoca 1 2-1 to win the Division A championship. In Division B, the Mission eliminated Avoca Bible 2 2-0. Avoca Bible Church 2 eliminated Church of the Nazarene 2 2-0. Then the Mission knocked out Boscobel Assembly of God 2-1 to advance to a championship match with top-seeded Beulah Wesleyan next week. In Division C, Richland Baptist Temple 4 eliminated Church of the Nazarene 1 2-0. Then Baptist Temple 4 knocked out Richland Baptist Temple 2 2-1 to advance to a championship matchup next week with Grace Community 2. The tournament concludes next Tuesday night, March 12th, at the Community Center. At 6:30 p.m., it will be Beulah Wesleyan versus the Mission. If the Mission wins the early game, the same two teams will play again at 7:15 to determine the champion. And at 8 o'clock, the Grace Community 2 will be going up against Richland Baptist Temple 2. If Baptist Temple wins the 8 o'clock game, the same two teams will play again at 8:45 to determine the champion. When the Bucks play on the road against the Golden State Warriors, Chris Middleton will miss his 12th straight game. The three-time All-Star has been out for a month. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers says the veteran hasn't suffered a setback in his recovery from a long-lasting left ankle sprain. Rivers tells reporters he's not expecting the 32-year-old veteran to be available during the current four-game West Coast road trip. Tip-off for that game will be at 9 o'clock tonight, and you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 8:30. Several sources are reporting the Packers and offensive lineman John Runyon Jr. have a mutual interest in bringing the three-year veteran back. It initially looked like he'd be going somewhere else after a season where he lost playing time to Sean Ryan. Runyon is strong at pass blocking, but still needs work when he blocks in the running game. The benefit of bringing him back centers on his knowledge of the offensive scheme and the Green Bay Packer organization. And in spring training action today, the Brewers had a split squad games, going on. And in one of the games, the Brewers played the Reds and won 2-0. And in the other game, it was the Brewers against the Guardians, and that game ended up in a tie at 3-3. Tomorrow, the Brewers will be taking on the White Sox, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 2:05, with the pregame starting at around 1:55. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed modestly lower, continuing to look at mostly favorable weather in South America with rain in the near-term forecast for many areas. The USDA's new South America estimate is out Friday with CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil on the 12th. May beans were down 3/4 to 11.48 and a quarter. July was a quarter lower at 11.58 and 3/4. May soybean meal is up 50 cents at 3.30.40, and May soybean oil is 28 points higher at 45.32. Corn closed modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. Monitoring conditions in South America and weather in the United States ahead of widespread planting. Even with production down in the week, demand for ethanol use is still solid, and exports are good, but there is increasing competition from Ukraine to keep an eye on. May corn was up 2.5 at 4.28 and 3/4. July was 2.5 higher at 4.40. And wheat fell to new lows. The big bearish factors continue to be slow export demand and large global supplies. There is much needed rain in the forecast for parts of the U.S. plains over the next few days. May Chicago was down 20 at 5.31. May Kansas City was 13 lower at 5.56 and a quarter. May Minneapolis wheat was down 10 and a quarter cents at 6.45 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett has more on that in just a bit. April live is down 75 at 187.25. June was 25 lower at 183.27. April feeders were down $1.30 at 255.87. And May feeders were 92 lower at 257.77. And hogs were pressured by their premium to the cash index. April was down 17 cents at $85. And June was a dollar and a dime lower at midweek at $100.50. And then after this brief break, Brent Barnett will be up with your full look at the cash livestock markets.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cash cattle trade had some packer bids at 182 in the south on Wednesday, but given that feedlots are asking 186 to 187, no cattle have been traded. A few head have sold in Iowa, but given that only a handful had traded, the market still remains unestablished in both regions. Boxed beef closed higher with light to moderate movement. Choice was up 12 cents at 304.91, and select was up 22 cents at 295.09. The choice select spread was 982. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Cash hogs closed steady to higher. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 159 with a base range of $72 to $78. Pork values closed higher on Wednesday, up 6 cents at 91.49. Estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up nearly 9,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitum with Timsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Big sale again. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $165 a ton. We have used lumber lots. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Couple online only auctions closing in the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitum. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Farmer sentiment has improved modestly month over month, but is still well below year-ago levels, according to the Ag Economy Barometer. Jim Minter with Purdue University tells Brownfield it was a fairly small move.
People did become just a little bit more optimistic about the future. The Future Expectation Index was up about 7 points compared to a month earlier.
More news is next.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
U.S. Department of Agriculture will release at least 3 new regulations under the Packers and Stockyards Act, and a government affairs specialist is interested to see the third proposed rule. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the harm to competition rule is being reviewed at the Office of Management and Budget.
At some point in the next few months, they will release that rule in proposed form for public comment.
A weather expert says areas of the Corn Belt could receive some precipitation the rest of the week. Iowa climatologist Justin Glisson tells Brownfield,
"We've seen more precipitation events south of Iowa, basically eastern Corn Belt into Missouri. We're gradually seeing that jet stream move a little further north."
USDA says the combined hog herd at the end of December 2023 was slightly lower than the year prior, with a modest increase in the U.S. canceled out by a 1% decline in Canada. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
New trait technology to battle pest pressure. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield. Pest pressure can cost farmers yield and profitability. In this Managing for Profit, Channel technical agronomist Tyler Rugdenhill talks about the trait technology offered by Channel Brand Seed and how it helps growers year after year. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game.
Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Pressure is a big concern for growers in 2024. Tyler Rootenhill, Channel Technical Agronomist, says there's a reason for it.
Corn rootworm is one that comes to the top of mind for a lot of producers. And thankfully, we with the Channel brand have some excellent trait options to look at with SmartStax Pro and then BT4 Pro in helping combat that pest from a corn trait standpoint. Another one is Western bean cutworm that we talk about in the West as well. Depends seasonally on what that looks like in terms of pressure, but we also offer the Tercepta trait package, which couples with the RNAi trait in VT4 Pro to give us not only corn rootworm control, but also great control on Western bean cutworm and corn earworm.
So how do growers know if they have a problem? He tells Brownfield there are a couple of different ways.
Working with your local Channel Seed Pro is going to be critical in understanding what kind of pressure you have and historically how high those pressures have been. They're going to be able to tell you if you've had things like root lodging problems in the past, which is historically done by the corn rootworm larvae. And then if you've had experience walking your fields in past years, how many adults you've seen on those corn plants, and if they've had silk clipping effects and then reducing your yield potential with that being a problem. So working locally with your Channel Seed Pro, they're going to help you understand historically what those pressures have been. And then coupling that with the advice of your technical agronomist, they'll be able to help you make a plan what traits you should have on those acres, whether that's a moderate to high pressure in a corn rootworm situation or if it's a low to moderate.
Rootenhill reminds growers that agronomy is local and figuring out which trait works best for your operation is a great conversation to have with your Channel Seed Pro.
SmartStax Pro bringing three modes of action for corn rootworm below ground, one of those being our RNAi patented technology, and then also the VT4 Pro technology, also bringing two modes of action, but one of those being our RNAi technology. So whether it's a low to moderate pest environment situation that you've historically seen on those fields, or if it's a moderate to high pressure, they're going to be able to prescribe what trait package is going to make the most sense for that acre.
To learn more, visit channel.com. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
questions that I swore I would ask. Words just won't come yet. I'm so amazed in what I've seen. So much more than this old mind can hold. When I finally make it home, when I finally make it home, and the sweetest sound these ears have yet to hear, the voices of the angels.
Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green, providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends. They're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brewhaha Roasters uses superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Farm families don't have an off season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. They're located on 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
but we put it off. Then she woke up this morning, said we need to have a talk. Said she met some guy the other night, thinks he might be the one. I tried not to look happy as we were packing her things into her trunk. As she pulled out, I was smiling, thinking now she's drinking somebody else's whiskey or somebody else's tab. Riding shotgun to some other poor SOB's crew cab. Talking somebody else's ear off. She ain't my problem no more. She's drinking somebody else's whiskey. So I'm just gonna sit here and pour me a tall one and raise it up high. Here's to a real damn good goodbye. Thank God it didn't get ugly and worked out in the end. I guess I just got lucky, but I kinda feel sorry for him. Yeah, I wish him well and hope like hell that old boy's made of green. Cause his brand new honey and his drinking money sure ain't gonna be cheap. Yeah, tonight it ain't on me. She's drinking somebody else's whiskey. Raise it up high. Here's to a real damn good goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. So here's to them, and here's to me, and here's to a night of peace and quiet with twice as much to drink.
So good, brought so much. two steps back now. One step forward and two steps back. Nobody gets too far like that. One step forward and two steps back. This kind of dance can never last. One step forward and two steps back. Nobody gets too far like that. One step forward and two steps back. This kind of dance can never
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.